Okay, we're picking up from three lines at the bottom of the Aleph on Beis with the words of Ha Shapir. So now the Gemara is in again calculation of Achashverosh. He made this whole timpa, this party. So we answered that the third year he made the bigger party because he was the first year when he obviously became the king at a party. Then another time he had a third when it was the third year of his reign. That was his cheshbon that the nevuah didn't happen, the prophecy didn't happen that the Jews would be able to return to Eretz Israel. And he figured if it doesn't happen now, it will not happen at any point. So the Gemara says, L'chora, explaining how Baal Shetzer made a mistake and Achashverosh had his other cheshbon, the Gemara says, Achashverosh's account of how to correctly calculate it was L'chora right. How would, to add the 11 years and then when that didn't happen, he L'chora was right. The Gemara says, Iyun Navi Mitatai. No, really, Achashverosh also made a mistake because he started counting Golas Bavel from the 70 years of the Golas of Yehoyachin. However, Dibay Lemimne Mechor Vesushalayim, he should have actually started counting the 7 years from the destruction of Yerushalayim, which is when Tzidkiyahu, the destruction of the actual Beis HaMikdash and the exile of Tzidkiyahu, which occurred 11 years after Yehoyachin was exiled. So the Gemara says, wait a second though, so Kama Batrin. So then, how many years were Achashverosh wrong by? It must be Chadzrei, it should be 11. It should be 11 years that was the time between the exile of Yehoyachin and the destruction of Yerushalayim during the time of Tzidkiyah. So, Kama Malach, but Achashverosh was reigning during that. How many years was he really, literally reigning? Arbaesar, he reigned for 14 years. The miracle of Purim happened in the 13th year of Achashverosh's reign. Esther sent a second letter, which was established as a natural holiday. That was the following year. So, Arbaesar Diday, Ebaylul Levin Beis Mikdash, but the 14th year should have been the time when the Beis Mikdash was rebuilt. And Allah Maksiv, Be'idin, Plas Avidus, Beis Elokai, Bishalayim, is written in the work that happened, and then it discontinued the time of Ezra. And this was taking place. It did not commence in the time of Achashverosh, and it waited till the second year of Dayavish, who was the one who followed Achashverosh. Apparently, then the redemption took place only 2 years after this point. So the Gemara says, Amarava Shnai Miktuos Hayos. So we're assuming that there's partial years, we're calculating as full years. The meaning that when you have Dayavish, the original first Dayavish, and Koresh, and those other ones, they did not last the number of 4 or 5 years that we had previously assumed. And Nebuchadnezzar and Mordach, those also did not equal 77. 67, not 68, because we're if 1 year was the beginning of one monarch and the other one took over, we counted that as 2 different years. Those would add in for those partial years, would calculate to 2 more years. So the Gemara now turning on to the next time, Rashi says, Tanya Behachi, that the time of Nebuchadnezzar and Mordach Nivlashana, that the times had been overlapped from each other, were counted as 2 separate years. So we bring a raya from this in a brisa, Ve'od Acheres LeBavel. There is yet another year of the 7 years for Bavel to rule the Jewish nation when Belshazzar died. Ve'amad Daryavish, Ve'shlim Daryavish came and he completed that to be the 70 years. So this is bringing a raya that we see that the 71 years or 72 years was really obviously 70 years. It just considered the fact that the people overlapping kings. Rashi gets into the whole cheshbon of how the kings basically the cheshbon of how it really was 70 years. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Af Daniel Ta'abai Cheshbonah. Even Daniel, Navi, even he made a mistake of understanding the 70 years of Yirmiyahu's nevuah. So it says that the year, the first year of his reign, I was trying to calculate, but Basfarim, based on the calculation, contemplate that when is going to be the calculation of the time of the 70 years. I mean, to come our Binosi, that he was trying to cheshbon and just trying to figure it out and contemplate when it was, Michlal, the time, implies that he tried figuring it out. It means it implies he tried and he was unsuccessful. So what was the actual time? So apparently he felt that it should start from the time of Yehoyakim, similar to what actually Belshazzar thought. So that was he saw that Daniel saw that there was the 7 years were nowhere near coming. The Klal Yisrael was nowhere near coming to redemption. So he started to fast to daven. And what happened was, is when his tefillah, when he kept davening, the Malach Gavriel came to him and said, by the way, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built 7 years after the destruction of Yerushalayim, not your time, so you guys still have plenty of time. I think the cheshbon comes out that it's 18 years until you are going to be redeemed and be able to build the second Beis HaMikdash. So that's what we see that even Daniel made this mistake. So right now says, Makom Makom Kasha cried that day, but wait a second, there's still 2 psukim that seem to contradict each other. Ksiv Milos the Bavel. In the psukim in Yirmiyahu, it says that the 7 years are completed for Bavel. I'm going to remember you and bring you back. So that was 70 years. seemingly should start when Bavel is going to gain control over the Jews. However, when it comes to the pasuk in Daniel, it says very clearly Licharvos Yerushalayim, the ruins of Yerushalayim, which implies clearly only when Yerushalayim was destroyed we're going to start the 70 years. So how do we answer this? Amar Rava says that the first pasuk, when it's calculating the 70 years, it means that Hashem only is telling Klal Yisrael that Hashem was going to remember His people, not that they're going to actually bring them pekida. Like Pakod Yifkod Eschem, Mamish in Yonah Diyom of our parshios in Parshas Shmos now. Hashem, right, and Yosef saying Bakod Yifkod Eschem, the special code that Klal Yisrael had, Hashem is going to take us out. That's the beginning of the redemption, but not actual the end of the real redemption of 70 years is going to happen when the Beis Hamikdash is going to begin to be rebuilt, which was the time which was later in the, from counted from the time of the actual Chorban Beis Hamikdash. That this was Osiris, the king of Persia, is telling all the kingdoms that he delivered to me, has commanded me to build the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. So this king was the one who was allowing the Klal Yisrael to come back. We see that after the 70 years, the collapse of the Beis Hamikdash and the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that is when the 70 years is going to be cheshbon, and that's what happened, and Klal Yisrael were able to come back. Now the Gemara just points out that Cyrus actually he had a special role, but he didn't complete his whole tafkid. Tarash Darja Nachman Rav Chista, Ma'idchsev Komar Hashem Mishichol Akorash Asher Chazati Bimino. That said Hashem to the north, went to Cyrus, who was the one I have held. So there's a pasuk Yeshayahu Vechi Koresh Mishiachaya. Was Cyrus actually the one who was anointed with oil, used the base David? Why is he called the anointed one? That's usually a reference to the Malachim of base David that were anointed with the special Shemana Mishcha. El Amar Larkash Baruch Hu LeMashiach. This is what Hashem said to the Mashiach. Mashiach means the anointed one, meaning the one who's actually going to be Mashiach and redeem Klal Yisrael. Koval Nilacha Koresh. I complain to you about Cyrus. That we're changing the understanding of Mashiach. Mashiach, we thought we meant Cyrus. It doesn't mean it. Koval, he's complaining about Cyrus. Ani Amarti Hu Yivneh Beisiv Yikavetz Galiosai. That he should be the one, through his chus, he should build my house and gather my exiles together. And what happened? And what actually happened? Amar mi bachem bechol amav ya'al. Cyrus said, anyone among you, when Tavishon come, let him go to Yerushalayim and build the Beis Hamikdash, meaning I expected him to be much more active. He did permit the Jews, which is a nice thing, to go and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. However, he failed to do this action himself, and that was his problem. That was Rashi says. The Rashba, fascinating Rashba, but the Rashba explains it much further. Rashba says that really, and Cyrus exerted himself more to oversee the construction of the Beis Hamikdash and convince the Jews to go more and convince all of them to go. That would have potentially brought in the Gula Shlema. We would have not had to have a Bayis Shlishi. That would have been during Bayis Sheni. And that Gula Shlema would have been done because all the Yidden would go back to Eretz Yisrael. And this was something that could have been all to his credit. And he failed on that account. And this is the complaint of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though he did a very good thing, again, he didn't reach his full potential. Now the Gemara continues now back to the Psukim in Megillah. That's basically going to be the duration of our whole daf over here. A lot of Agadata now for the next 4 or 5 lot. We're going to have Agadata in very nice ideas about the Megillah. A lot of things that we're familiar with, some that we're not. It's very nice, different understandings of the Megillah. The Gemara says, Chel Paras Umadai HaPartumim. So literally, the army of Persia and Paras Umadai, and Madai is a different nation of Partumim, and the noble ones. Now the Gemara says, why does it mention, Uchsil Malchai Madai Uparas? And another Pasuk also says in Esther, later it refers to Malchai Madai Uparas. So it put Paras, the king of Persia, after the country of Madai. So why is it one mentioned as the kings and one not mentioned as the kings? The Gemara explains that they were basically two countries that were interlocked with each other. Marva Isuna Isuna Behadade, they actually had a deal with each other. So if you choose a king from our, like it was like Germany and Austria, they were kind of like, well, Hitler viewed them as one, but that time that they were like one groupings together. And so they said, if your country has somebody who comes out to be a king, then so then our people, then we're going to have the other noblemen, the other people of Chashuv. Others have the Gersa of the Perchos, is the Mishnah of the Melech, like the second in command should be from us. And so if you have the top officials, the main king, then we're going to have the top officials behind him, should be from our country. So therefore, that was the arrangement, and that was why Madai and Paras had this agreement between them that to interlock each other, and wherever the person you were choosing from, they were all one country, but for Etzan, there were two different areas of one country. Now the Gemara continues. Beharoso es osher kevod malchusai. When he showed off his party, this is in the beginning of Megillah. Now we're going to be Torah mainly all the parts of the beginning of Megillah. That when Achashverosh was showing how glorious his kingdom was. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Chanim, Alamed, Shalavash, Bigde Kahuna. Osher kevod malchuso, and that is Adavka, he wore the Bigde Kahuna specifically for the Kohanim that they used to wear. Ksiv Hacha, Yakar Tiferes Kedulasai. And see, is Andre, what Yakar Tiferes Kedulasai by Achashverosh, Sasam, Lechavod Otiferes, that the Kohanim should wear the Beganim, Lechavod Otiferes, to be glory and splendor. The Lashon Tiferes says, we have a drush over here that Achashverosh wore the Begadim that were worn by the Kohen Gadol, taken from Nebuchadnezzar at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, so you could see why this party was obviously something which Mordechai was vehemently opposed to the Jews partaking in. And it's going to be interesting. Over here, the Gemara is actually going to assume that he was one of the Sar Mashkim, but we'll get to that later in the Hemshech HaLamud. And these days were filled, only Achashverosh then made a party. Rav, Ushmal, Chadamar, Melech, Bikech, Yav, Chadamar, Melech, Tipesh, Hayah. That was Achashverosh smart for first creating a party for the people outside of Shushan and then Shushan itself, or was that a foolish idea? One said he was smart, one said he wasn't smart. So what does this mean? Man damar melech bikechav, and one who said this was a very wise idea. Shapir avad to carve rechik avarisha. First, you take out the people far standing far away from you, and you want them to like you and respect your rule, so you invite them all in, and then if you have any issues with the people locally, they're right close to you, so you'll take care of them after. You'll make sure that they're happy afterwards. They live right near you. It's much easier to advise them. If you have a whole problem very far away in your jurisdiction, it's very hard to take care of it and have them be advise them and appease them. So Gemara says, and the one who said Achashverosh is actually very foolish, not a smart guy. No, first you take care of you solidify your power where you are. You take care of your own city first, because if the people are going to rebel against you, then who's going to come to your defense? The people who hate you are right near you. You aren't nice to them. So you should have invited the people of Shushan first. This was a mistake, a foolish mistake. The residents of Shushan would not, they would stand by you if you first took care of them first and they saw that they had extra respect. But if you're only teaching them secondary, then they're not going to like you more. So that was the Shaila with this wise idea, I'm not, of Achashverosh. Now that Mark continues, Shaila Tamid of Rav Shimon Bar Ben Yochai. What did the Jews do at that time? Literally, again, Sonesh Israel is Lashon Sagi Nahar, it's Lashon of a euphemism. The enemies of Israel, we never want to refer to the Klai Yisrael itself, but it means Klai Yisrael itself. What did the Klai Yisrael itself, that generation, deserve to be wiped out? So he said to them, what do you guys think? So he said, well, I don't have to think. Well, the Talmidim should think of an answer. They said, because maybe they went to this Suda of Achashverosh, which is a very bad thing. Again, this was something they were showing off the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were partaking in such a Suda, and such a Rasha Suda, and they were enjoying themselves there, and enjoying the feast. How could you enjoy it when there's a Chuban Beis HaMikdash? That's not a good thing. Now the Gemara says, Im Kein B'Shushan Yahargu, so then the Gemara asked the Kasha, though. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked the Kasha on his Talmidim. So right, some say Amar Lachem, he said back to them, by the way, it's a Kasha back, he says, if that's the case in Cain, should be Shushan argue that the people only in Shushan should have destroyed, deserve to be killed. Why everyone else going to be killed? Im Cain, Shushan Yargu, Shabachol Olam Kulo, I argue, but the people, the rest of the world, why should they be killed on account of Achashverosh's Avera? Amar Lo, Emar Ata, so you should tell us why the Jews were Chayav. Amar Lachem, Shabachol itself knows, worse than going to the Suda, which was only done by the Jews of Shushan. Rather, it was the fact that they bowed down to a Avodah Zarah, the image of himself, the golden image that he some say was a real idol, it's just the golden image, either what it was, his glory, and they bowed down to it. So that they did, and they didn't actually do it. So then Sigmar says, Amar Lahem, So wait a second. If the Jews were actually doing Avodah Zarah, so then they should have deserved the punishment that they got. They should have. Why should they be deserved to have this miraculous miracle of Purim, this wonderful miracle happen to them? So that's something that they deserve to be wiped out. So Amar Lahem Lo Asu Ela Lifnim, that the Jews only actually did it as their fear that Nebuchadnezzar was going to kill them. But they didn't actually believe in this divination. They didn't believe it was a godly like thing, and therefore it was it wasn't totally asur, but it was not something that they should have been doing. I was wondering that we should know, no one should have to go there. But if a person was a Jew went to North Korea, you have to bow down to the things when you first get there. The place fascinates me, So you have to bow down to it. So obviously you don't believe in it at all, whatever. You don't believe it's any deity whatsoever, but that's what we see over here, Lachora. It's totally asur to do that, even as a sign of respect, if they really worship it. So therefore, Akash Baruch Hu, he only outwardly was frightening them into doing tshuva, to show that they're going to be exterminated, and to then, therefore, they davened for 3 days and fast, and did tshuva, that was part of their tshuva. Because it wasn't actually, that he wasn't actually willingly doing this, the Min explains, it wasn't really in the heart of Hashem to cause this thing. He just wanted them to do tshuva. Now they're continuing with the description of the great feast Achashverosh had. The Chatzar Ginas Bisan HaMelech in the court of the guarding king's palace. So what is this? Why did Chatzar, Gina, and Bisan HaMelech? Three different areas of the king's palace. Rav Shmuel. Chada Mar Haroi LaChatzar LaChatzar. So the one who was in this worthy area, he was brought there. Haroi LaGina. Gina, someone was in the garden, which is a more inner circle. He was brought to the garden. Haroi LaBitan Bisan. No one was even the most Chashev, were brought to the palace. There was three different groups, and there were like three different classes of people who were sitting at this meal. Chada Mar Hoshicha BaChatzar VeLo Efzika. No, some said that originally he put them in the courtyard. That wasn't enough. So then he had to put them also in the garden. Begina VeLo Efzika. That was probably a massive garden also. That also was not large enough. Achinesu LaBisan Efzika. So then he put enough people with all three areas. That was enough to accommodate everybody in the palace itself as well. He set them in the court and opened two areas open for them, one for the garden and one for the palace area. So therefore we see that maybe the Ben Yoyada suggests that they were invited to eat on the outside, and then they were able to go tour the palace. They'll go to the Gina, they'll go to the palace, and they'll see the great royalty of Achashverosh. Now the Gemara continues, Chor Kapas or Techelas, Chor Kapas and Techelas, three different areas. What is this lashon of Chor, the hangings that they used to decorate this feast? Rav Amar, Chare Chare. It was something that, type of tapestries that had many holes on them. I guess it's very nice. Shmuel Amar, Milas Levana, Itzilem, it was a type of white wool that was spread out for them. Karpas, what is this lashon of Karpas? Not what we eat on the Pesach Seder. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Karim Shel Pasim, cushions of fine wool. This is what he had. Some explain it as silk, whatever. That's something that was around. Now the Gemara continues. Al Glilei Chesef Abudei Sheish Mitoi Zav V'Chesef. I love Lainey. The first parak, that was very nice. I learned it in 8th grade. It's very big. It's very good in Yon to learn to convince your kids to learn them when they're young, because you'll still remember it even after many years later. Otherwise, the first parak is very dear and dear to me. This is all drushes from the first pasuk. Now we see that there's silver rods, marble pillars, and couches of gold and silver. Tanya, we learn in Ebraisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Aroy Lekesev Lekesev. Those who were worthy of silver were assigned silver couches. Aroy Lezav, Zav, and those who were worthy of gold were assigned gold couches. So the Gemara says, it couldn't be that they would do this. Imkei Natamato, Kina Basuda. The people are going to be causing jealousy of each other and want to kill each other. Look, he sent him and the gold one and me and the silver one. It can't be, this is not okay. So it can't be that was a pshat in this puzzle. Rather, Elahem shall kesef raglein shall have. Everyone had the same ones. The same couches were silver and the legs were of gold. So that's the kasha though. But wait a second. Before, we had, according to one pshat, we didn't ask a kasha in that pshat. We had a manda amr that said that haroi lagina lagina roi lachatzer chatzer. What? The one who was roi to be in the outer court was in the outer court. The one who was in the inside court, the one who was roi to be in the palace. There was three different areas. So how could that be? There wouldn't be matel kinas. And Tosas answered very nicely. They said no, because there was very high mechitzas there. There were areas that were, you couldn't see the other person. So there was no reason to have jealousy. It's not very big a sort about jealousy in general, that a person could be honored, wow, the king invited me to where I am. But the moment you see your next door neighbor is further up than you are, then that's already, you're so upset. You know, how the person could have also, a person could have like a fourth row ticket to a big game. You know, chashuv would think, whoa, I'm in the fourth row tickets, and you think he's like the most chashuv person in the world. All of a sudden, he sees a person that he's a coworker or somebody else that he knows, a good friend of his, a neighbor, who's in the second row, he's a courtside. So he either randomly thinks the whole time, he's thinking about the guy who's in front of him, not his own thing. That's a very big yesod in kina, is that we just try to compare ourselves to other people rather than be happy with what we have. But once we don't see them, if we just focus on ourselves and don't see what they have, then we would be happy with whatever we have. That's a very big yesod in life, that a person should just avoid looking at what other people, just appreciate everything Hashem Baruch Hu gives you in your life. You don't have to start comparing yourself to anyone else. That's the whole idea of kinas. Just be happy with what Hashem Baruch Hu gives you. Now the Gemara continues. Bahat v'sheish. What is this lashon that the couches were on? They had the type of bahat v'sheish. What are these? Amar vasi avanim shemit choteden al ba'aleim. There was type of stones which were people. Everyone wanted these special precious stones. That lashon of bahat. V'cheinu omer Abnei Nezer misonos los alav maso. The stones of a crown obtainable after many trials over his land. This pasuk is Zecharia. These are very special stones which everybody wanted them, and these himself are going to be very precious. Now the Gemara continues. What is Dorvis Sukharis? So the Gemara says that Rav Amar Dare, different rows of precious stones were there in that area. Shmuel Amar Evan Toiva Yesh Bekarchayam Uradashma. Shmuel says the precious stones in the cities on the cities that are near the shores, and their name are Dara. Hoshiva Mamsa Suuda Umirlaim Kitsarayim. They placed it in the midst of a big feast and illuminated them like a midday. Dara Shmuel Tada, the name of Shmuel, they taught. The third explanation, Shikara Dror Lachol Balei Sechira. Rachashverosh proclaimed that he was going to get rid of the sales taxes, and definitely something that people would like. Every sale used to give a sales tax. He got rid of the whole circuit of sales tax. All the merchants would be thrilled by such a gesture. Right, the drinks were in gold goblets, and the goblets were different from that because we know they were from the Beis Hamikdash. That's why we later in Nigina Isha. It should have said that they were different. Why does it say the lashon of shonim different in the lashon of shoneh? Amar Rav Yosef Baskel v'Amar Lahem Mishonim Kolim Ne Kiliam. Your balshetzer, they were destroyed because you used the Beis Hamikdash things, the holy things of the Beis Hamikdash, the cups and the things of the Beis Hamikdash, and now you're using them for your own parties. And so to you, Europe is shoneh, lashon of repetition, not different, rather that they are repetitive, that you're making the same mistake as Belshazzar, he was destroyed just like him, and therefore that's going to be, you're using the Kelim Beis HaMikdash. Another word continues, V'yayin Machus Rav, so it says a royal wine in abundance. Amar Rav says that it should be saying that the Lashon of Melamed Shekol Echad V'Echad Ishkiu Yayin Shegodol Amina B'Shonim. It should have just said the Lashon of Yayin Harbe, many wine. Why does it say the Lashon of Rav, the Lashon of Rav? So therefore, B'tzijika, each person would serve wine that was older than he was, literally Rav, an elder than he actually was in age. So a 6-year-old would have 65-year-old wine, which is considered very chash of wine. Now the Gemara continues, V'Hashtis Chadas, the drinking was according to the law. What law? Maya Chadas, what law was there about drinking? So the Gemara now is Joshua, Avram Chana, Rabbi Meir, Kedas Shel Torah. This is a reference to the laws of the Torah, Ma Dashel Torah, Achila Merubba Meshtiyah, that we learn in the Lachas of the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi points out, what Dashel Torah? Achila Mizbeach, when you're bringing a korban on the Mizbeach, Merubba Meshtiyah, you bring a par, you bring a bowl and you bring three things of flour, solas lachila, you only bring a chatzayin amount of wine, so that's much less. So you bring more food than drink. So he was trying to follow that pattern. Also Russia, achila muruba b'shtia. So to that time, Achashverosh was eating, was exceeding drinking. He thought maybe the Marsha points out, maybe he thought that this would not get Hashem angry. The Balshetzer was profaning Hashem by not bringing. But maybe if he did it in a more kaddish way, following some parallel halachas, Hashem wouldn't be as angry for him using the kalim. Okay, either way, Hashem was very angry at that. Now the Gemara says, "Ein ones without being forced." Amar Rabbi Lezer, "Melamech kolecha vechad ishkel miayin medinasa." That each one was giving wine from his own province. Was accustomed to drinking, so therefore wasn't going to be become drunk from that lesson of onus becoming drunk. Another word continues. Last of Skirton, Ish V'ish, according to every person, whatever he wanted. Number of last of Skirton, Mordechai V'Haman. No, Ish V'ish, two different people. Mordechai V'Haman. And Rashi says, those were the Sarai Mashke Mashtia. Those ones are giving out the drinks at the wine feast. I don't know, that fits in with the rest that Mordechai was begging Klai Yisrael not to go to this entire party. Then he himself was the cupbearer. Maybe they forced him to do it, but either way, this was, Mordechai was stopping the Jews from drinking Stam Yenam and non-kosher wine. And Haman was giving out to everybody whatever they wanted and tried to convince the Jews to have the non-kosher wine. Haman Ish Tar V'Oyev, and we see that Mordechai the Chsev Ish Yehudi, he's the Ish, and Haman is Ish Tar V'Oyev, we sit there referring to Ish in the Megillah, that's why he uses references to them. Gam Vashti Amalka Asta Mishta Nashin Beis Amalkos, also Vashti made a great party. Beis Nashin B'Bailei, why does it say Beis Amalkos in the house of the king? It should have said in the woman's house, more respected to say in the woman's house. And Mar says, Amar Rav Shnei L'Dvar Averik, no, Dafka Beis Amalkos, she was making this party in the Beis Amalkos with a fanfare, and they were both violating Averas and doing promiscuity and having men and women be together in very inappropriate ways. I know Demar Inche, this is what the popular thing people say. Iu Bikar Vasaya, if you have he with our punchkins and his wife, Bibivutsuya, she's having small pumpkins, even that a man is evil, so too the wife usually will help him commit his evil ways. Nothing more continues, but Yamashi Bitoliv Malach Bayah, in the seventh day, the king was especially happy with wine. The bar says, Atu, but this time he wasn't happy having wine the first 6 days. Why Dafka on the seventh day was he especially happy? The Gemara says, Amravi Yamashvi Hashabbos Havam. Yomashvi, like we know, the Yamashvi is reference to Shabbos. Here also is reference to Dafka Shabbos, the day of Shabbos. So there's a difference between the two. It's also a day off for the non-Jews. Yisrael Ochav Veshosim and Chilav Adivrei Torah Adivrei Tishbachos. The Jews eat and they drink and they discuss words of Torah and the words of praise of Hashem. Avolov Tikuchavim Sheochlin Veshosim Ein Maschin Afri Adivrei Tiflos. The non-Jews, they eat and drink and they begin only to discuss Adivrei Tiflos, things that are completely not appropriate matters. Vechein Besudoshes also Rasha. So too the one Achashverosh, they also discuss things that were inappropriate. Alal Omrim Medinos. Alal Omrim Parsios. No, they would discussing women, which are more beautiful, like beauty pageants, which are more beautiful. That's a very lewd and not appropriate way for anybody to be speaking, even a non-Jew. Unfortunately, we live in times where that's what people do all the time. Even that's acceptable in society. They were here. Even the non-Jews are being criticized for doing that. The Gemara says, Achashverosh said to them, "Klishani mishtamish bo v'eini ela madai v'la parsi ela kasti." The one that my wife Vashti is neither, she's not from a Madai, she's not from a Prasti, but she's really, rather, she's a Kasti, she's from the Kasti, Mishpachas, and she's the most beautiful woman. So Nechem, the rest of you want to see her? Amrilo'in, they said to her, yes, she should be naked, because Achashverosh was tiny, apparently, that she's so beautiful, and they said, no, it's just her makeup and her glorious clothing. He said, no, she's very beautiful, so they said, prove it, so bring her naked. Obviously, something extremely inappropriate, yet he was going to. So the measure which a person is in Mida Keneged Mida, the way that a person treats other people, Hashem is going to punish you with the same Mida Keneged Miga. So we see that Vashti used to bring the Jewish girls. Strip them naked and make them work on Shabbos. Therefore, as a punishment, Hashem made her appear on Shabbos naked, and she's going to be punished in that form as well. And what happened and what was decreed upon her? That what she had done was what he realized, that what she had done was what ended up happening to her. Mida keneged mida, that she was punished. So now the Gemara goes back to what happened to Vashti. But to Be'ena Malka Vashti, Vashti refused. She clearly doesn't care. She was doing a base of malchus. They were engaged in very inappropriate activities that whole night, the whole week. Why all of a sudden there was Vashti not coming? So the Gemara says, they were both acting immorally. My time alas is why Taka did Vashti not come. I remember Yosi Bar Chanina. This is a famous midrash that she broke out in leprosy. She didn't want to come. She looked very ugly. And gave her a tail. It's also a very famous thing that kids learn in the cheders that they learn that Vashti grew a tail. So this is from the midrash of the Gemara over here that this is what happened. So now Vayiktov Melech Bo'od, the king became extremely incensed by Vashti, right? Great anger. Amai Dalka Kulia. Why was he burning within him? What was he so furious about? She didn't come. They were just telling her she's not feeling well, whatever. So she said to him, Meshes, no. Bar Aruda de Abba, you are a stable man. You are working with the horses. Abba le Kabal Alpha Khamra Shasi Velo Rave. My father used to drink thousands of wine, where thousands of people drink, and he wouldn't get drunk. You're able to hold himself together. Oh, Garvash, you're drinking, and you literally seem like a fool. He heard about this insult, and he was furious at her. Vayomer HaMelech Chachamim, so the man sent to the Chachamim. Who is this Chachamim? The Gemara says, originally, man Chachamim, Rabbanan, really Chachamim, are the wise ones. The ones that we know as wise ones, the Chachamim, those from the Sedejin, those from the Bnei Yisrael. Yoda Itim, those were the ones who knew the times. Right? Yoda Itim, we know how to intercalculate the years, the months and the years of the Jewish calendar. Amalu Dayuna Eli. So tell judge her, I want to hear your advice. So they said to themselves, Amra Echin Avin, what are we going to do? We're going to tell him, name of the Kali, he's going to tell him to kill her. The Machar Pasik Lechab, right? He's clearly drunk right now. He's going to sober up, and he is going to be furious that he killed her. He's going to be with her. He's going to desire her. He's going to want to be with her, and he's going to be upset at us. So he's going to say that you guys told me to kill her. Nimel Shavka, I'm going to tell her he'll go unpunished. Everyone's going to completely make fun of him, that this is what she said to him, and nothing even happened to her. So Amr Lo, so they said to get rid of them having to deal with this. Rather, they told him, Biyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash V'Klinu, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we were exiled from our land. Nitla Itzim, we're not the great wise people that you think. We don't have the same level of strength of understanding things that we used to. So therefore, we don't even know how to judge capital cases anymore. Go to other nations of Ammon and Moab, who still settled in their places. Tosos is bothered by the Lashonos of Ammon. Ammon has to be get rid of. Ammon, we know, was gotten rid of by Sancheirav, who was before the time of at this point. So maybe just Moab. Either way, the wine that sits in sediment, they haven't been relocated, so go. They'll know how to judge properly. So the Gemara of the time of Amrulay, and what the Rabbanan told them was reasonable. Shanan Moav Menura Veshoken Hu Al Shomra Velorak Miklig El Kli Uvegoila Mikli rather Mikli El Kli Uvegoila Lo Alach Al Kain Amba Taima Bavrecha Loi Na Lo Namar. So the pasuk is saying that Moab was from their young time. They were settled in their areas. They had not been poured from kli to kli, literally vessel to vessel. They didn't go into exile. Taste remained with them, and the scent had not changed. So that's pasuk Zariah that Moab and the Chorat is Zariah for those. Also, only Moab is mentioned here, not Ammon. Zariah that you should take out the lashon of Ammon. Mayad. So immediately Achashverosh followed their advice and looked at Israel. That's where Vakrovi love Karshnashi Sarad Masatar Tarshish. Those closest to him. That's why he started asking them. Originally, he asked other people. Then he went to Maras Marstam Mucha and those people. The Gemara says, Amar, who are these people? Amar Rabbi Levi, but Kol Basik Shat Al Shem Karbanos. Remember, this is actually a reference to different Karbanos used to bring. Karshana. Amar Malcha Asher Shlom Nekash Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Klum Ekriv Lefanecha Karim B'nei Shana Kederach Shekriv B'nei Yisrael Lefanecha. These people bring Karbanos like literally the first year Karbanos. That's talking about the Korban Tabla and Shoshach Harbin Arbaim that the Jews bring. They bring them like they do. No. Shasar Klum Ekriv Lefanecha Shtei Chorim and Shesar. Shesar, who is this? Did they ever bring a turtle dove? The Jews bring Admasa Klum Gal Lefanecha Mizbech Adama. They ever built a Mizbech that the Jews bring and bring Karbanos to? Tarshish Klum Shimshel Lefanecha Bigdei Kahuna. Did any of them ever have Bigdei Kahuna as the Jews have? Dechsibu Tarshish V'Sham V'Yashve. All these beautiful things. Meres Kula Marsu B'Dam Lefanecha. Did they ever stir the blood? One of the avodas of taking care of the blood, the four avodas of dam of the Korban that are fundamental to bringing the Korban. Marsna Kula Marsu B'Menachas Lefanecha. Did they ever stir the mincha offering before you? And the Jews do memucha and kula mechinu shulchan lefanecha. Do they ever prepare a table before you? Just comparing the gadlus of Klal Yisrael compared to these goyim. Now, like Marketinus, v'yimar memuchan. Memuchan said, "Who is this memuchan? Tan memuchan ze Haman. Memuchan was actually Haman. Lamnei kashim memuchan. Why was he memuchan? Because memuchan. Memuchan is ready. He's destined. He's ready for Paranus to be punished and eventually to have a terrible thing happen to him, which was the fact that he's going to be hanged, which was a great thing for Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Kahana mikam tehediot kofetz perosh. We see from over here that a person who's the least chashim, memuchan was mentioned last. The chori he was the least chashim. Yet he was first to answer Achashverosh. Leos Kalish Sarebe Veso, that everybody should rule over his house. Number Rava, Imelech Garza, Rishonos, Lusarminos, and Israel, Sarebe Pala. Had this not gone out, this first letter of proclamations, the Jews would have never, again, euphemism for the Jews over here means Sonem, it means literally the enemies of the Jews, really means the Jews themselves, would not have avoided any catastrophe of being killed. Why not? What he sent out, the letters, that every man should rule over his household. That the husband rules over the household. Even though a weaver, a person who's a lowly job, even he, his wife listens to him somewhat. So clearly, that's something that everybody has. So what is a foolish letter they sent out? So therefore, when they sent out the other letter that Jews should be killed, on the 13th of Adar, they started thinking, let's just make sure that it's right. They didn't destroy them right away. If they had gotten the letter first without the first letter, they would have just killed the Jews right away. If the king doesn't care, we kill the Jews. Let's any excuse for a pogrom, let's go kill all the Jews. And that would have led to the destruction of the Jews. Another mark continues, Vayifkar HaMelech Pekidim. The officer appointed people to go in the provinces and to gather a beautiful woman for Achashverosh following getting rid of Vashti. Amar Rava might have said, Kol Aram Yaseh Bedas Uchsili Yifrosh HaVeles, that a person acts with knowledge and a fool acts in his foolishness. Kol Aram Yaseh Kedaz Zed David. Anyone is acting foolishly, that's David HaMelech. That they should bring a Nara Basula to attend him, and everybody sent on their own. They brought him to her, and he would choose only one from them. However, here it was opposite. This is reference to Achashverosh. He sent out officers to everyone that wanted to hide their children. They hit her because he forced all of them to come to his palace, and anybody he saw was not allowed to marry anybody else, and he's only going to choose one. He should have just picked one that he wanted, and then everybody would have wanted to willingly sent their kids to him. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, back up with Ish Yehudi tomorrow. Daf and for record it, and then Be'ez Hashem with your dollar to pick up for the recording.